Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 432 for Friday, June 12th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform ended lower Friday as rain fell in Alberta and Saskatchewan. The moisture is expected to partially alleviate dry sections of farmland. However, more rain will still be needed. Canola values ran $3 to $4 lower. The nearby July contract was down $3.40 at $485.20 per ton, while the most frequently traded November contract was down $4.20 at $488.10 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both lower, which added to the declines. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the weekend. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola slightly more attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. U.S. soy meal was higher, which helped to limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 1 cent with the July contract at $9.39 per bushel. Contracts were lower on poor demand and large world supplies. The November contract in particular hit its lowest mark since July of 2010 during the session. The July contract is also trying to establish a floor around the $9.40 range. The strong U.S. dollar also pressured values. Corn was 3 to 4 cents weaker with the most active July contract at $3.53 per bushel. Projections of larger than expected stockpiles in the U.S. and around the world cast resistance over the market. Warm, wet weather in the U.S. Midwest is expected to help the crop develop. There is speculation that China will reduce some of its price supports in a bid to ease imports coming in from other countries. Wheat ended mixed with the most frequently traded July contract at $5.04 a bushel. Traders were squaring positions ahead of the weekend. There are some weather concerns both in the U.S. and in other parts of the world. Russia and Australia are both suffering from patches of extreme dryness, while wet weather in the U.S. southern plains is slowing the harvest. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 12th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.